With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program where we provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. And each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can always reach us on our toll-free number. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right. Without any further delay, I would like to introduce to you my special guests today in studio, Mr. David Wiley. He's the president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, and Melissa Baskell. She's the manager of volunteer services with, again, Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And David and Melissa, thanks for being here today. It's great to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
All right. So David, I understand that Kansas City Hospice has more than 500 active volunteers who help you and families you serve throughout the entire community. That's just an incredible number. So what do you believe draws so many volunteers to a cause like yours?
Steve, that's a great question. You know, we're incredibly grateful for the time and support so many people give to us, not only throughout the year, but every day. In fact, in 2018, our volunteers gave us more than 37,000 hours of time.
Wow.
And if we translate that into a dollar value, that's more than $800,000, which is an incredible gift to us as an organization. But more importantly, it really a gift to the people that we serve. Obviously, volunteers are incredibly important to us and to our community. But the interesting thing is that, you know, the monetary value of this support really means very little to our volunteers themselves. Our volunteers report really a variety of reasons for why they wish to contribute to our mission, but the biggest thing I think is that we've made an impact to them or someone that they know. But really, to answer your question, it comes down to this. People volunteer because they really want to make a difference.
That is so true. Volunteering is one of the very best way people can individually contribute and do good in our community. And, of course, Kansas City Hospice mission is certainly a mission that we can all get behind. Are there benefits to the volunteers themselves?
Absolutely. We know that volunteering, it feels good, but many people don't realize that when you volunteer, you're not only improving the lives of others, but improving your own life and maybe even your own health. What's interesting is that although we are caring for others when we volunteer, volunteer is an important part of, you know, caring for ourselves and frankly, our own well-being.
And that's so important, particularly for seniors and those who care for them. So, Melissa, you interact with hundreds of volunteers each year in your role as the volunteer manager at Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. What unexpected benefits to volunteering have you seen?
Well, there are definitely some incredible benefits to volunteering, many more than I can share here in our limited time, but I will highlight a few that I see over and over. One of the greatest benefits of volunteering is that it builds a sense of community. According to the Corporation for National and Community Services, volunteering helps you strengthen your community and your social network. You not only make connections with the people you're helping, but you cultivate friendships with other volunteers, too. And several studies say that up to 45% of people in the U.S. feel lonely, and 1 in 10 adults report they have no close friends. Loneliness and isolation are two of the most severe epidemics we face in our society, and they can be even more devastating for older adults. Volunteering can help to end loneliness, build new connections, which are, you know, so important for our mental health. Another important benefit is that it builds bonds and helps to create new connections, including new friends. This can be particularly important for those who have retired or otherwise had significant changes in their lives, such as their children leaving home or, you know, those who've experienced the death of a spouse. Volunteering can help find new purpose and meaningful ways to spend time, which, you know, it ends up resulting in a greater sense of accomplishment and greater joy and life satisfaction.
You know, that's amazing. Are there benefits to your physical health as well?
Yes. Research continues to find that benefits of volunteering include improved health and even longevity. A study reported in the Journals of Gerontology indicates that those who volunteer over 100 hours a year actually have lower rates of mortality and improved health, even when controlling for socioeconomic status, education, marital status, age, gender, and ethnicity.
And there you have some pretty great reasons to volunteer, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's amazing what volunteers can do for people on the receiving end of care, as well as those who are giving their time to help others.
So do you have suggestions for getting the most out of volunteering?
I do. Start out by considering your goals and interests. Think about why you want to volunteer and what you would most enjoy doing. Secondly, set a reasonable goal. Volunteering doesn't have to take over your life. In fact, research shows that volunteering just 2 to 3 hours per week really results in many benefits, both to you and, of course, your chosen cause. It should feel like a fun and rewarding hobby and not just another chore on your to-do list. Next, make sure that the volunteer position is a good fit. Make sure it fits your skills, your goals, and the time you want to spend. Ask a lot of questions and know what's expected. This is your valuable time, so it's important that you enjoy and benefit from the experience. Also, always consider starting small and don't overcommit yourself. And finally, don't be afraid to change. Don't force yourself to stick with a project that you don't like or that feels uncomfortable. There are so many different ways to give back, and you can find a role that fits both for you and for the organization.
Okay. All right. Very good. And so what if someone wants to volunteer, but maybe they have limited mobility?
There are so many ways to participate that don't involve strenuous activity. In fact, just working from home or, answering phone calls or taking phone calls, working at home on the computer, all those things can be enriching for both the volunteer and the cause. It's just about finding the right fit.
Absolutely. So, David and Melissa, you represent an organization which clearly gets it right when it comes to harnessing the power of volunteers. Can you share with us some of the ways volunteers help families served at Kansas City Hospice?
Of course, Steve. You know, one of the important ways volunteers can help is to assist our patient care teams. You know, as we've talked before on the show, hospice is an interdisciplinary healthcare model, which includes an expert team of professional caregivers, and that includes our physicians, our nurses, our nurse assistants, social workers, and chaplains. But our volunteers also play an important role in ensuring that patients and families that we care for receive compassionate support, which helps them meet their needs as an incredibly important time in their lives. We also have a number of volunteers who help us in other ways, such as helping facilitate our groups, served by the Solace House, which is our Center for Grief and Healing. That offers support to children as young as 3, all the way through adulthood, to people who've experienced the death of someone that's close to them. We also have short-term opportunities for volunteers who wish to help us, for example, with our children or our family grief support camps. Those happen in the summer and in the fall. We have office projects and even fundraising or sometimes educational events. Those can be real helpful.
All right. So for our listeners, you're like, this sounds fantastic. We're talking about some of the benefits mm-hmm. of volunteering with hospice and some of the many ways just within the Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. Let me give you the phone number here if you want to reach out to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. It's 816-363-2600. Here's the number. So you're going to want to write this down. You get all of the mental and physical benefits from volunteering with the fantastic organization, Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, 816-363-2600. You could also check them out online. Fantastic website, kchospice.org. kchospice.org. And, David, before we go to break, I'm in a contemporary Christian band. Mm-hmm. It's called Awaken Us. We're part of a nonprofit ministry called Reveal Ministries. And it's a nonprofit, and so we do a lot of volunteering around the homeless. And every single time that we perform, mm-hmm. and everyone says, you know, they got so much out of that music. Every one of us, to a person, we always feel like we got more out of it than the people that we're volunteering for.
Absolutely, Steve. I've been an avid volunteer myself, and it is so rewarding. So I'm glad to hear that.
Absolutely. And if Kansas City Hospice ever needs a musical effort, seriously, I mean, we're a nonprofit organization. Okay. We're always looking for opportunities if there ever might be, you know, the right fit.
Absolutely. It's good to know.
With Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. All right. So we'll be right back after the break to discuss more with David and Melissa. And we're going to hear from a special guest here with Kansas City Hospice who will share more about her experience as a volunteer. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. It's actually a statement. Older volunteers are more likely to experience increased physical and mental health benefits than younger volunteers. Is that statement true or false? We'll have the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the big microphone right there on the homepage or the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and it'll start streaming to your phone or your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. It really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Older volunteers are more likely to experience increased physical and mental health benefits than younger volunteers. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. Study after study shows that age really does matter when measuring physical and mental health benefits. So older volunteers report feeling happier than their younger counterparts. They have greater reduction in chronic pain. And one study even indicates older volunteers may have less heart disease. How about that? So we are lining up lots of reasons, positive reasons, that you're going to want to call Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care at 816-363-2600 to sign up to volunteer. You are needed and appreciated. So we're back with David Wiley and Melissa Baskell from Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. So, Melissa, what's one of the most important things that you would like potential volunteers to know?
So the goal for us is always to learn how the volunteer wants to serve and what they hope to gain from their experience. So then we do our best to introduce them to a meaningful role that not only benefits patients and families and helps our organization meet our mission, but it also provides that rewarding experience for the volunteer. We have so many different ways to volunteer. Almost any skill can be used in some way. So, for instance, we just started a baking brigade. So community members can provide treats for patient birthdays, weddings, volunteer trainings, camps, and more. We also have sewing volunteers, some individuals and some groups, and they're needed to help make memory bears, bibs, rice packs, hand rolls, walker caddies, and, of course, quilts for our We Honor Veterans program. One of the most popular ways to volunteer is to bring meals to one of our hospice houses. Families and organizations find it very fulfilling to bring a meal for the many families with loved ones at the Kansas City Hospice House or North Care Hospice House. We have a real need right now for more meals at the North Care Hospice House especially.
You know, and I'll tell you what, when you start bringing food and you make it in your own home and you've, that gets real personal real fast.
Yes.
And, that's just fantastic. So what is your greatest area of need?
We are always in need of volunteers for respite and companionship. So the respite volunteers, they provide a much needed break for family caregivers for a few hours so that caregivers can get out to support groups, go grocery shopping, attend medical appointments, work in the yard, or sometimes even just take a nap. And then companionship volunteers are needed to visit patients in the long-term care facilities. So these volunteers spend time reading, visiting, encouraging life review, and oftentimes providing, you know, just the simple gift of being present. So these volunteers not only provide that companionship in those long-term care facilities, but they also act as another set of eyes and ears looking out for the patient.
And that's really important. That's maybe an often overlooked benefit. But I think that one's huge. So are there areas of town that need more volunteers than others? Because I know you serve the entire metro area and extended.
Yes. That's a great question, Steve. We do. We serve the 12-county greater Kansas City area. And we'd just be thrilled to find more volunteers in the rural areas, including Eastern Jackson County, Kearney, Smithville, and Platte City in Missouri. And then on the Kansas side, Miami, Leavenworth, and Wyandotte counties. These volunteers are mainly needed to provide that respite care for the home care patients and to provide companionship to patients in the long-term care facilities.
Okay. So, Melissa, what type of training is needed to become a hospice volunteer?
So we have a comprehensive volunteer training, which helps new volunteers feel confident stepping into their new roles. And so our next training opportunity is coming up on April 1st and 3rd.
Okay, so April 1st and 3rd, so that's coming right up. So if someone wants to volunteer and maybe attend an upcoming training event, what should they do?
I would recommend they call our main office at 816-363-2600 and ask for volunteer services. Any member of my team can help explain more about volunteer opportunities and help them get registered for that upcoming training if it's appropriate.
Okay, it sounds like there are a number of wonderful opportunities to get involved. And mm-hmm. David, I understand that one of your volunteers recently won a very prestigious award and is here with us today to share a few words of her wisdom.
Absolutely, Steve. You know, we actually had two winners this year at the Missouri Hospice and Palliative Care Association annual luncheon. Gary Kirkland, he's a musician who volunteers weekly at the Kansas City Hospice House, and he's been doing that for 13 years. He received the Heart of Hospice Patient Care Volunteer Award for 2019. And our other volunteer winner is Doris Lisenby, and she's been volunteering with us for 28 years.
Wow.
And we're so thrilled. Doris was awarded the Heart of Hospice Lifetime Achievement Award.
Wow, that is just wonderful. Lifetime achievement. She must be truly amazing.
You know, Doris, you know, frankly, has more seniority than most of our employees. And I can tell you that she is just a pure joy to have around. She comes every week, rain or shine. She's always there, and she has a smile on her face.
All right, so let's meet Doris. Listen, be Doris, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. I'm very proud to be here to talk to you and your audience about volunteering.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I started volunteering with Kansas City Hospice many years ago after the death of my husband. The care he received in hospice was such a comfort to my whole family. I told the people at hospice that I can't put a Band-Aid on straight, but I'd like to help somehow. So I started working at the office twice a week, and now they can't seem to get rid of me.
Well, we love having Doris around, Steve. She's an incredible example of the caliber of volunteers that we are so grateful to have helping us at Kansas City Hospice.
Well, I don't know about that. I just want to be useful, and I want to do whatever I can to help provide great hospice care here in our community.
All right. So, Doris, David tells me that you are the star of the show at the award luncheon.
Well, I told them that I was going to be 89 last week, and so I guess I would have to, they'd have to listen to me.
Steve, she actually stole the show between her acceptance speech, which was just fantastic, and then Gary played a song and sang for us. It really was a terrific celebration in Jefferson City.
All right. So, Doris, what would you we only have a few seconds left. What would you recommend for people who are thinking about volunteering?
I guess I'd say to find something, anything, that you can do to help. Pick a place that means something to you. I'm honored to say I work at Kansas City Hospice, and if I can do anything to help free up the staff to do their important work, then that's wonderful.
All right. Wise words indeed. Congratulations on your well-deserved award, Doris. And thanks to each of you for joining us, David, Melissa, and Doris. Thanks so much for being here today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Reach out to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care at 816-363-2600. We'll have more right after the break. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with friend or family, or maybe you just want to go back and hear it again, no worries at all. Just go to SeniorCareLive.com. Click on the podcast tab. That's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Just click on the one you want, and it'll start playing for you right there. And again, you know, lots of people listen to the podcast of this program. All right. Without any further delay, I want to introduce you my friend and special guest today, Mr. Keith Blay, one of the good guys for Mystery Modeler. And Keith, welcome back to the program.
Great to be here.
All right. And our friend Mark is a little under the weather, and so he's not here today. So we'll just make fun of him behind his back.
Absolutely. And hopefully he'll listen to it. Creeping.
Yeah. Absolutely. So let me just set this up. So Mystery Modeler has been in business since 1969, and they can do all of your remodeling projects. Nothing is out of bounds. We're talking from the foundation to the shingles on the roof and everything in between. Most of the time on this program, we talk about aging in place, remodeling projects, but for any of your needs, let me give you a couple of phone numbers here to reach out to Keith and Mark and all the great folks at Mystery Modeler. 816-453-3049 or 913-362-7166, online at mrremodeler.com.
Yeah, Mark's recovering. And so's my mother.
Yeah,
actually, she's had a knee surgery recently, and it's been a little tough on her.
So, did they fix it up, or was it a replacement?
Oh, it was a replacement.
Okay,
it was a replacement.
I think that sounds to me worse than a hip.
It's just watching her do the therapy and stuff, and this is her second one. The first one, which was 2011, she ended up having. So the surgery was painful. But then she had, they said it was a muscle spasm in her thigh. And
oh,
she
no.
said that was more painful than the surgery.
Because it was probably tugging on the new work there.
And it lasted a couple of days.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just something else. And then she ended up with, like, C. diff.
Oh, no.
Afterwards. So it was quite the...
In the hospital?
Yeah. Well, in rehab facility.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, that's pretty common. And a lot of times, all of these folks are on these super... I'm not a doctor, but they're on these super high-power antibiotics.
Right.
It kills off all the bacteria, including the good bacteria. And then all of a sudden, boom, you've got that. So,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so she was hoping not
contagious.
To get that again, although she did like the weight loss that came with it.
The great diet program.
If she could take that without feeling horrible,
yeah,
she would have done it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were talking off mic, Keith, and you had mentioned that your mom had experienced some memory loss, yeah. And that's really got her concerned. And all of this, we'll tie all this into things that you would do in your home, but that's pretty common. I hear that reported a lot.
Yeah, a couple years ago, she had heart surgery. They replaced a valve.
Yeah.
It was actually the same surgery I had last year. And she doesn't remember the entire week after that surgery.
Mm.
And she's never had any missing time in her life, period.
Yeah.
And so that really, like what anybody really bothers her.
Yeah, she lost a week.
Right. Wow. And I've tried to tell her, I'm like, you were coherent. You were walking around talking. You were fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't like she was out of it.
Yeah.
It's just, and we're doing work for an anesthesiologist, and I talked to him about it, and I guess that's fairly common.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with her knee surgery, she was really worried about this. And like I told you off air, my mom is a little odd in a lot of ways. up until what happened after her heart surgery, has always looked forward to any stay in the hospital at all.
Uh-huh.
She loved it.
Which is the polar opposite of anybody else.
Everybody else.
Like, keep me out of the hospital.
Right. She loved it. She's got some anxiety, but if she's in the hospital or she's sick, she doesn't worry about anything.
Yeah.
So she just lays there.
They've got right. me here. They've got me taken care of.
Got
here.
Complete confidence.
Yeah.
Doctor's got it handled.
Yeah.
Now this variable's been introduced, and mm-hmm. she had a ton of anxiety going into this. And after the surgery, she came out of it. And she was like, "Well, at least I remember everything. Not the surgery, of course,
yeah.
but after the surgery and all of that." And me and my cousin were there, and it was interesting. A couple days later, she mentioned that me and my cousin wasn't actually in the room for after her surgery, and she wondered why. And I said, "We were." And she's like, "No, you weren't." I'm like, "Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
I think you're missing." Time again.
I think you lost a piece there. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just one day.
Right.
Or a few hours actually, since it wasn't even the whole day.
Yeah.
But, it's really kind of got her down, I think.
It's something to worry about. And if she kind of worries about things anyway, that's kind of a big one. I've heard of all kinds of people older, maybe in their 80s and maybe even 90s, they come out of a surgery and they blame it on the anesthesia. And I don't know if that's true or not. But they literally immediate and permanent dementia symptoms.
Wow.
I mean, it's not a week or a day. It's for life. And I'm not sure why that is. I don't know if there's some oxygen deprivation. I don't know what it is, but I've heard from a lot of my clients that story.
That's interesting because she's also, because I go up and visit her every night, and on Sunday I went morning and night. She kept saying, my head's not right. My head's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And I figure it's every day it seems to get better. So hopefully it's not permanent.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She's been confusing people and.
Yeah.
Well,
let's hope that's all just kind of temporary and she can kind of work out of that. And she worked out of probably being deeper and longer period of being out for the heart surgery. So hopefully she can bounce out of that. So now when she goes home, so she's in rehab right now. Is she getting along okay with that physically getting her mobility back or improving? And so then is she going to go home after that?
Yeah, as soon as she hits certain numbers, they'll send her home. There's this little machine that rocks her knee back and forth.
Yep.
And when she gets to 120, she goes home. Right now she's on 75 or 80.
Probably a CPM machine, continuous.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
When I was there the other night, the young lady operating it, the hospital had taken back the one they sent with her, and so they were using a new one, and it went to 93, and it was only supposed to be at 75.
Oh, okay.
So there was quite a bit of pain there, but she got it turned off.
Yeah,
got her out of it and figured out how to use it.
Yeah. Well, I wish your mother well. Be praying for a full recovery with no cognitive funny stuff.
Well, I need more funny stuff than she usually has.
Let's just get back to our normal baseline.
Yeah, exactly.
So when she goes home, then are you going to have to do anything? So now this is like real life, and you've been through this with your dad. But when she goes home, I mean, is the house set up, or are you going to have to make any modifications, put any grab bars, anything?
We actually got ahead of the curve on that.
Yeah.
There is one grab bar that I've got to remember to move from the wall. It's on to the opposite wall.
Yep.
And since I forgot until you just said that,
okay,
I'm
thank
have
you.
To make a note of that.
You can buy lunch next time.
Yeah, exactly. But no, she's got a. We did onyx. We replaced her old shower walls with onyx because there was no way to mount a seat onto it, and mm-hmm. she had bought it's like one of those teak fold down seats.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And so we tore all of her walls off, tub walls off, put proper backing in. Put that in, and then put a sliding shower door in.
Nice.
With a wand. So she's, as soon as I get that grab bar moved,
yep,
she's set up to go.
You're in good shape.
Yeah.
Good shape. And then now, so you're talking about, you know, the comfort height toilets. Now just that few inches of higher, that makes a big difference because now we're flexing a brand new knee.
That's a very good point.
And a hip, I mean, that would be just as important.
Right.
But anything that's bending, you don't want to bend over too far because then that's going to bend it too far and may not be able to get back
and that's
up.
That's one thing I haven't changed. So
okay.
I'll get that changed out too.
That's two lunches.
There you go. I didn't even realize I should have realized, but you don't think about it when it's your own people.
Well, yeah, when it's your own mom, So, okay, so the to-do list, we got to move the grab bar. And install a comfort height toilet.
Comfort height toilet.
For mom.
I'm on it.
ASAP. All right, and if you need some of these changes or modifications to your home, seriously, there's no one better to call than Mr. Remodeler at 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049 or online at mrremodeler.com. So, Keith, you've been in business since 1969, but it was later in, was it November or December? You said it was towards the end of the year of 1969.
It was actually the beginning of December. My father was subcontracting from they're not in business anymore. Montgomery Wards used to be in the remodeling business.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. And he was subcontracting from them, and he went in to get his next job, and the salesman he worked with said he was going to take December off, come back in January.
Oh.
And my father had a young wife, my mom.
Yep.
And a four-year-old, me.
You?
At home.
Yeah.
And he couldn't take a month off.
Yeah.
So he went off on his own and was on his own ever since.
There you go.
There was no big five-year business plan or anything else.
He just said, I need to work. This taking a month off, that does not work for me right now.
I think
he
went knocking on doors.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Absolutely. So that is fantastic. So, you know, that's how it all began. Almost 50 years ago. So this December, I am not kidding. I'm bringing a couple of bottles of bubbly here.
You betcha.
And we may have to call an Uber. But we'll have to clink with some bubbly to celebrate your 50th.
Yep.
So, all right. So that's Mr. Remodeler at mrremodeler.com, 913-362-7166. Or 816-453-3049. We're going to have some more stories and examples of how to remodel your home to age in place. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Back to my friend and special guest today, Mr. Keith Blay with Mr. Remodeler, and his partner in crime, Mark, is out today not feeling so well. So, yep. Mark, hope you're getting better and looking forward to having you on the program next time. Keith, we were talking off mic again, and this is, I love these stories, even though they're brutally difficult.
Yeah.
But, you know, your dad was a subcontractor. The salesperson decided to take a month off, and that does not work.
Yep.
And so he just decided to start his own service. And so he hired you and a friend, and you're knocking door to door and handing out cards.
Yep. Yep. Back in the 80s, when he opened our office, because before that he'd worked out of the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he finally got to the point he needed an office, so he bought a little building, little one-story building up north, and it was the same year the recession hit.
Oh, boy.
In the 80s. And so that summer, I mean, this is never a guy that ever said quit.
Yeah.
Just figured out a way to get through it.
Yep.
He hired me and a buddy to knock on doors and try to drum up some work.
Yeah.
So it's the middle of summer. We're running around in our Macy's khakis,
yeah,
sweating our butts off with button down oxfords and knit ties.
Oh boy,
knocking on doors.
Uh-huh.
And I can proudly say I didn't get any doors slammed in my face.
That's good.
My friend did, but he was a little smarmy anyway. Yeah. So you kind of instantly didn't trust him.
Yeah.
You know, you'd probably have fun with him, but you don't want to trust him.
Yeah.
So in fact, I turned around once. We'd work different sides of the street.
Yeah.
And I'd finished talking to this lady, and I turned around. I'm walking down the driveway, and I look over, and it's 10 o'clock in the morning. He's talking to a man about 5'2". Bald, wearing nothing but tidy whities.
Oh boy!
Just standing there, right in the doorway.
Oh boy! Yeah. Well, you're knocking on my door. I'm not dressing up for you.
He was wishing he would have got that door slammed in his face.
But you know what, though, that door to door grassroots effort, yep, produced enough business. I mean, you kept the business open. Yep. You kept the building and the office, and that kept you busy even clear into the winter.
So he said he was telling me after school started that he was still selling work off that.
Yeah.
It's just
being known.
Yeah, yeah. You just hunker down and figure out what it's going to take to get through it.
Absolutely. You
know? And it was the worst job I ever had, by far.
Never to be repeated.
It's both boring, lots of rejection, and boring.
Yeah, and hot.
And hot.
And hot.
You're just walking. Sweating. And I was in shape back then, yeah. So it wasn't like I had trouble walking. You're dressed nice, and it's just awful. Just awful.
Absolutely. So if you want to, this is how everything started so long ago. And you do what you have to do, and you reach out, and you shake hands and pass out cards, but the good news is Mr. Remodeler has been in business 49 and going on 50 years. Later this year, we'll celebrate the 50th anniversary. And guess what? You're in business for 50 years because you do great work. You have excellent customer service, and you have great feedback. And Keith, a lot of your business is from former customers that have, you know, just repeat business. Maybe they bought a new house, or they want to do something else to their house, and they just call you back because they had a good experience.
Yep. We're actually doing work right now for a lady who my father worked for her mother. Yeah. Her mother in the 60s.
Wow.
And then we worked for her, and we're still working for her.
Wow.
And it's funny because when I go over there, she has very fond memories of my father.
Yeah.
And she swears, because he did her kitchen back in the 80s.
Sure.
And she swears his spirit is still there.
Yeah. Wow. So, that's really cool, though.
She's awesome. She's 89 years old.
Yeah.
Just recently her basement flooded, and we did some foundation work for her. And before we got there, she was down there with a stool and the shop vac, vacuuming it all up.
Wow.
With some kids from the neighborhood pulling the water out in buckets.
Wow, at 89.
At 89.
How about that? That is awesome. So from foundation work to the shingles on your roof and everything in between, be sure to call Mr. Remodeler at 913-362-7166 or 816 816- 800-453-3049, online at mrremodeler.com. And Keith, we were talking again off mic, and you said that someone has a mobile home up north, and they're just saying, hey, we're here for the duration. And so you're going in and kind of remodeling with aging in place in mind.
Yeah, we redid the, it's got two bathrooms in it. His had this huge jacuzzi monstrosity he had to get in and out of.
Oh boy, yep.
And hers also had a tub, just a regular tub, and basically pulled everything out, took it down to studs, and then went back with a big onyx shower with a rain head and a handle. And he recently had some sort of issue with his knee or something. He had to go to the doctor. I can't remember what it was, but with his new bathroom, he was just raving about it, how easy it was to get in and out of and comfortable it was and everything else. So
you mean it works better than the old jacuzzi with the 2.5 foot high?
Yeah, you got to step over.
Yeah.
Oh my. But, hey, I got one person that wants to put one in.
Okay.
Well, get about one a year.
Well, hey, to each his own. Yeah. So I have one I'm getting ready to donate to science here in the in the corner. One of these days we're going to do something with it. So, but we just don't use it anymore.
Out here.
Yeah, we just don't use it anymore.
Yeah.
So, all right. And so it doesn't have to be a traditional house, although that's probably the majority of the work. But these folks live in a mobile home. You've also worked in condos, which is kind of an apartment type of a setup.
Yep.
And so whatever work you need, be sure to reach out to Mr. Remodeler at 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049, online at mrremodeler.com. And Keith, so, you know, here we are, we're right at the beginning of March, and all of a sudden, I mean, we're going to have spring and Easter and it's on. So if someone wants to get in the queue, they want to get something done maybe before graduation or before summertime so that they can enjoy it, they need to be calling you right now.
Yeah. If you want to get something done before graduation, now's the time, especially if it's a kitchen or something like that.
Yeah.
Because cabinets take a while to get. It just takes a while to pick out what you want, make your selections. You know, you got to give yourself plenty of time so you're not rushed and we're not rushed. And then, you know, there's always the bathrooms.
Yeah.
So, and onyx.
And you're tearing out a lot of bathtubs and putting in walk-in showers, roll-in showers, zero entry.
Yep. We're doing that a lot. And they're always super happy with it.
Yep. And that, and like we were talking before, you don't need to be older to appreciate that. I mean, that's kind of a trendy thing to have in your house, regardless of your age, right?
Zero entry or low profile is really all the thing right now, especially with a frameless. It's just a real clean look.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's just beautiful. So be sure to reach out to Keith Blay or Mark or any of the other great folks at Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049. Keith, thanks so much for being in today. I really appreciate it.
Great being here.
All right. I'm your host, Steve Keeker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.